请起立。
受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
There's a road that's now known to many of us, a road of suffering where he is pierced for our transgression, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was a chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed.
这是怎样的一条路呢？充满了苦难，也充满了荣耀。
What kind of road is this that is filled with suffering and filled with glory?
今天一群信他的人要带着这样的十字架走在这样一条 Via Dolorosa 之路。
Today a group of people who believed in him will follow this road on the road of Via Dolorosa.
We are reminded in the song, like a lamb. That he suffered on that road, he was led to be crucified.
在他被钉十字架那条路上，往那个路上，他受到各样的痛苦刑罚。
Let me welcome you this evening as we celebrate the communion as we remember our Lord Jesus Christ.
欢迎大家一起来，跟我们一起来领圣餐，来纪念主耶稣为我们成就的。
I'll be reading from the book of Matthew 26.
我们为大家一起来读马太福音二十六章。
Interestingly, many Jewish communities are celebrating the Passover at this time.
很有意思的是，很多犹太人在这个时间就庆祝逾越节，在同一个时间。
As they commemorate, I remember when God sent Moses to rescue them from Egypt.
他们是纪念神差遣摩西带领他们出埃及。
So year after year, they will celebrate to remember this important event.
年复一年，他们纪念这个重要的事件。
In Matthew 26, Jesus told his disciples, "In 2 days, I will celebrate the Passover with you, and that I will be delivered to be crucified."
在马太福音二十六章，在两天以前，耶稣基督告诉他的门徒说，再过两天，我就要被钉死。
At this time, the Jewish religious leaders were conspiring to kill Jesus. However, they did not want to do it during the time of the Passover.
在那个时候，犹太的很多宗教领袖，他们密谋要钉死，要杀死耶稣基督。但是呢，他们不想在逾越节期间，这个宗教节期间干这件事情。
They wanted to kill him after the Passover.
他们想在逾越节之后再杀死他。
So we have a tension here. Jesus said, "I'm going to be delivered in the Passover," but the Jewish leaders are saying, "Let's kill him after the Passover."
所以这里有一个张力，就是耶稣基督告诉他的门徒说，我在逾越节的那天会被杀，但是犹太领袖呢说，让我们在逾越节之后再杀死他。
How would we reconcile this? Because the Passover, Jesus is in the Passover, is the shadow of the reality that he will offer his life. And now the Jewish people are planning to kill him after the Passover.
所以这个两个矛盾怎么解决呢？耶稣基督他本身我们知道是在逾越节期间他会被杀，他的像逾越节的羔羊一样，这是一个计划，但是神的计划，但是犹太的领袖想要在逾越节之后杀死他。
The answer would be Judas.
所以答案就在犹大身上。
An opportunity came that he could not turn up.
机会来了，这个给他一个机会他无法拒绝。
When Mary came in and washed Jesus' feet with expensive ointment that worth a year's salary, Judas was upset.
当我们知道玛利亚她用很贵重的香膏来膏抹耶稣的脚，这个香膏如此贵重，它是一年的整整一年的工资。当她做这件事情的时候，犹大非常的不高兴。
Judas said, "This money could be given to the poor," because we know that Judas wanted the money.
犹大说这个钱本来可以给穷人的，其实我们知道他是想要这个钱。
But Mary worshiped in preparation for the burial of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是玛利亚她是提前为耶稣基督的埋葬为他做预备的这样敬拜他的一个香膏来膏抹他。
It's after this event we are told in Matthew 26 verse 17. Now on the first day of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover? Verse 18. And he said, Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, Teacher. The teacher says, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. In verse 26, Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom.
马太福音26章17节讲到普教节的第一天，门徒来问耶稣说，你吃逾越节的宴席，要我们在哪里给你预备？耶稣说，你们进城去，到某人那里，对他说，夫子说，我的时候快到了，我与门徒要在你家里守逾越节。门徒遵着耶稣所吩咐的，就去预备了逾越节的筵席。然后26节，他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福，就掰开递给门徒说，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说，你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，是罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。
And now at this night, his disciples recognize that this Passover refers to his body that is broken, his blood that was shed. Jesus offered himself freely for us.
所以在那天晚上，门徒们知道耶稣要在那逾越节的那天要把自己的身体剥开舍了，然后自己的血要流出来为我们所有的人。所以这个是耶稣基督他把自己白白的奉献给我们。
As we partake, maybe there are some of us here who have never entered in a relationship with Jesus. You have never asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and place your trust in Jesus as your only Lord and Savior.
我们这里可能有朋友，你可能从来跟耶稣基督从来没有任何的关系，你从来没有向他承认过说我需要你的赦免。那么我们祈求，我们为你祷告，希望你今天晚上能够跟耶稣基督有关系，有份。
This is a very sacred time, and so it is for those who have entered into that personal relationship with God. God desires for all of us to remember Him, remember the great sacrifice He made on our behalf. But first, you have to commit your life to Jesus Christ.
这个圣餐的仪式是为了让，如果要进入要领这个圣餐的，首先需要你跟神建立这样一个关系。有了神的本意是希望每个人都跟他有这样的关系，进入这样的关系。那么，在你领圣餐之前，你必须要跟神有这样的关系，如果没有的话，那么就暂时不要领。
Let's spend some time to examine our hearts before we partake of this communion. Make sure that we do not have any unconfessed sins, that our motives are pure. Our God is a consuming fire.
在我们领圣餐之前，请大家我们一起来省察自己，看我们有没有什么没有认的罪，有没有什么不洁净的心思意念，因为我们知道我们的神他是一个烈火，是忌邪的神。
Father, our God, our Savior and Redeemer.
天父，我们的神，我们的救主，我们的救赎主。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
We are reminded in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
你在约翰福音三章十六节提醒我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
You willingly offer your Son, and He willingly gave His life for us.
你情愿把你的独生爱子赐给我们，让他为我们舍弃生命，他情愿，心甘情愿地为我们舍弃生命。
It is true, as the scripture says, salvation is of the Lord.
圣经上讲，救恩出自于主。
You died to set us free from sin.
你为我们舍命，让我们可以从罪里面得释放。
And you rose to proclaim the victory from sin.
你又复活，宣告胜过了罪，胜过死亡。
We ask, Lord, that you will examine our heart.
我们祈求你鉴察我们的心。
And we ask that you will sanctify the bread and the cup now.
我们祈求你让这个杯和这个饼成圣。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. On the night,
在被卖的那一夜
when our Lord Jesus was with his disciples,
当主和他们门徒在一起的时候
He took the bread and he broke it.
他拿起饼来掰开
And he gave it to them and he said, This is my body that is broken for you.
他把饼拨开递给他们说这是我的身体为你们舍的
He said, Do this in remembrance of me.
你们要如此行为的是纪念我
Shall we stand together?
请大家一起起立。
And Brother Jen Jong, could you bless the bread for us, please?
请建中弟兄为我们祝谢祷告。
Lord Jesus, we come to you. We come to the cross.
主，我们来到你面前，来到十字架面前。
Lord, we know our sins are so horrible and shameful.
主，知道我们罪是如此的可怕，如此的羞耻。
And yet, we also know.
但是我们也知道我们的心已经我们的罪已经被赦免被洗得白洁白如雪你承担了我们的罪重担我们感谢你主我们来到十字架知道你的痛苦你的刑罚如此的之大
Our suffering are so light and short.
我们的罪，我们的痛苦是如此轻，如此的短暂。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
And we ask you, 主，求你也让你做你劳苦的功效，在我们的身上得以成就。
Lord, we pray that your work, your suffering, the effect are on us.So that we, our life can be like yours. So that we can enjoy the freedom and the joy that of being with you. Thank you for dying for us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 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 In like manner as the Lord took the bread and broke it and gave it to his disciples, he said, This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.Shall we together?
大家一起领受。
You may be seated.
大家请坐。
Also, he took the cup.
他照样拿起杯来。
And when he had given thanks,
祝谢了。
So this is the blood that is shed for the remission of sin, for the payment of sin.
说这是为罪流的血，为赦免罪。
Said, do this in remembrance of me.
你要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Jesus is called the Passover Lamb in 1 Corinthians 5.
哥林多前书五节第五章，我们主耶稣基督被称为逾越节的羔羊。
Shall we stand together?
请大家一起起立。
Brother Andy, could you pray for us, please?
请安迪弟兄为我们的饼为杯祝谢祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父，我们感谢你。
You've given us your beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
你将你的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们。
He nailed on the cross.
被钉死在十字架上。
To bled for our sin.
为我们的罪而流血。父啊，我们没有做任何值得你赦免我们的事情来值得这个赦免，这样的救恩。但是因着耶稣基督对你的顺服，因着他对我们的爱，我们被拯救。当我们喝着杯的时候，求你让我们纪念，让我们记得你为我们所做的这一切。我们回应，我们要把自己的身体当作活祭来献给你。我们感谢你，我们爱你。奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. The Lord likewise took the cup, and when he blessed it, and he gave it to the disciples, and reminded them, "This is my blood poured out for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Shall we together?
拿起杯来，我们一起领受。
Thank you. You can sit, be seated, and pass your cups to the left or right.
大家请坐，把你的杯递给旁边的。
弟兄姐妹，我们接下来要用主耶稣基督在十字架上所讲的七句话，来跟弟兄姐妹有一些的勉励跟。能够来纪念主为我们所行的大事。
Brothers and sisters, we'll be looking at the seven last words as Jesus hung on the cross to remember and to encourage one another.
第一句话是，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
This is the first word that Jesus said as he was hung on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them, but they do not know what they do.
这第一句话是耶稣基督的一个祷告。这个祷告是耶稣基督在十字架上所做的。
This first word represents a prayer from Jesus.
在这个祷告的时候整个的一个焦点，耶稣基督是在十字架上，在他的旁边有另外两个犯人。
As he was making this prayer, he was hung on the cross with two criminals on his sides.
那圣经里面讲说，耶稣跟这两个罪犯一同的被带到这个地方，这个地方叫独楼地。
The Bible talks about how Jesus and along with the two other criminals were brought to this place called the Skull.
在那边要做一件事情，他们要被钉十字架。
There's one thing to be done at this place is that they are to be crucified.
在耶稣基督还没有钉十字架以前，已经发生了很多的事情。耶稣基督经过六次的审判，他们审判的一个问题就是说，你是那登当称颂主神的儿子基督是不是？
Even before this crucifixion, what led up to it, it was six hearings of people asking Jesus, "Are you the Son of God, the Christ?"
耶稣基督讲说是的，你说的是。
And Jesus responds as, "Yes, I am who you say I am."
因为这样的一个宣称，他被定，被这些的犹太人的领袖把他要钉死他，要把他判他死罪，所以把他带到比拉多的面前来跟他定了死罪，一共有六次不同的一个公开审判。
Because his declaration as the Son of God, the Jewish people wanted to crucify him and brought him to this place.
所以我们现在看到了耶稣基督，他自己是无罪的、无辜的，却钉在那里。但他被钉在那里的时候，我们来看一下主耶稣基督他的第一个祷告的内容是什么。
And as Jesus being guiltless and sinless being hung on the cross, let's look at what is his first prayer.
主耶稣说，父啊，父啊，他一个祷告的对象就是天上的父。
He says, Father, and the person he's praying to is the Father in heaven.
他是一个无辜的，被钉在那里，非常的痛苦，身心灵受到极大的创痛，在那边他却祷告说赦免他们。
As he was being hung on the cross, experiencing this physical and spiritual turmoil, his first word was a prayer saying, "Forgive them, but they do not know what they do."
因为他们不知道他们所做的是什么，所以我们看到在这里无罪的基督，他里面的一个怜悯，他里面的一个爱，虽然在痛苦当中，他不以自己的痛苦为他的主要的中心，他乃是来为伤害他的人来祷告。
And in his prayer, you see his love and his mercy, even in his excruciating pain. He's not so much focused on his own pain, but focused on the forgiveness of others.
如果大家看这个经文，他提到父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。在这一个短短的第一句的祷告当中，出现三个他们。
And if you look at this verse, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. It refers to them and they three times.
那这些他们是不是那把他钉在十字架上的人呢？
And so who are these people? Are they the ones that nailed Jesus to the cross?
他为什么被钉在那里？因为是被钉钉把他钉在上面的。是他们吗？
He's being nailed to a cross because the soldiers put him there. So is he talking about the soldiers?
他们只是奉命行事，那是不是为冤屈判他罪而死无辜的人把他判死罪的比拉多呢？
Or is it Pontius Pilate who gave the death sentence?
对，其实他们很多看起来是他们很多人的罪把耶稣基督钉在十字架上。也有人会讲说是法利赛人，有人讲说是文士，有人讲说是祭司长，另外有一些说是撒都该人，是他们吗？
You might say it's because the people sin, or you may say it's the Pharisee, the scribe, the priest, the Sadducees. Who are these people?
当我们把整本圣经来看的时候，其实当然耶稣基督愿意为他们而死，但是他愿意为在座的所有的人，耶稣基督来是为你为我而死。
And as you read through the whole Bible, realize Jesus came not just for those people back then, but he came for all of us, for you and for me.
他说人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人，他来到地上要来为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
And the Son of Man came to seek for those who are lost.He came to seek us to be nailed on the cross.
耶稣他祷告的时候，他讲说，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And his prayer says, because they do not know what they do.
今天我们坐在这里，纪念主耶稣基督为我们钉在十字架上。我们知道耶稣基督为什么上十字架吗？我们知道我们自己做了什么样的，是什么样的人做了什么事？耶稣基督为我们上十字架吗？
As we gather here tonight, do we know what we've done? Do we know why Jesus went on the cross?
因为我们一开始在向父神祷告说，天父啊，赦免我们。
Maybe our first prayer tonight should be, Heavenly Father, forgive us.
因为我是个罪人。
For we are sinners.
谢谢你在十字架上为我们而死。
And we thank you for dying on the cross for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Here, Jesus 讲的第一句话是为你钉他的人祷告祈求。
Jesus' first prayer was a plea for those who hung him on the cross.
第二句话，他是来回应人的祈求。
But the second word was his response to our plea.
他回应一个也是钉在十字架上。一个犯人向他的祈求。
He's responding to the criminal that was nailed next to him.
这个犯人向他求什么呢？他说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，请你纪念我。”
And what is this criminal plea? And he says, when you remember me when you come into your kingdom.
主耶稣马上回答他说：“今天你要和我一同在乐园里了。”
And Jesus' response to this man was, Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
主所应许的远超过这个人所求的。主不是要等到他再来的时候才纪念这个人。主说今天你要和我一同在乐园里了。
And Jesus' response to him was far greater than what he has asked for. He doesn't have to wait till Jesus returns. He says, today you'll be with me in paradise.
主所给我们的总是要超过我们所求的。
And what God provides for is always beyond what we can ask.
不仅如此，主耶稣在这里的回答，我们可以看到是这样的确定，是这样的有权柄。
And you see such assurance and such authority with Jesus' response.
因为他说，我实在告诉你。
Because he says, truly, truly, I tell you.
我们还可以看到主的回答在这里，满了爱和恩典。
You can see his response is filled with love and mercy and grace.
我们知道主耶稣当时讲这句话的时候，他是处在巨大的痛苦当中。
We know that he was under excruciating pain when he said this.
他不仅身体受痛苦，他也受到人的羞辱。
Not only he was experiencing physical pain, he's also experiencing all these accusation and guilt from other people. It is accusing from other people.
但是依着他那测不透的爱。那至高的爱，那丰盛无尽的恩典，他在这里立即回答这个犯人的祈求。
But because out of his abundance in love and grace, he responds to this man's plea.
我们可以想象得到，他的声音可能沙哑发干，他的呼吸可能急促困难，他的力气可能已经用尽。
You can imagine his voice is dry and hoarse, his breathing is short and gasping for air.And there's no more strength left in him.
但是他的声音，他的话，却仍然是那样的有确据、有权柄，满了慈爱和恩典，给人盼望，给人安慰。
But you can be so sure that his words are still full of power and full of authority and assurance, and gives love and mercy and bring comfort and hope to those who hear.
这就是为我们舍命的主，这就是拯救我们的神。
And this is the Jesus who died for us, who saved us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友，我们每一个人在完全公义的上帝面前，我们都像这一位犯人一样。
Brothers and sisters, as we stand in front of this holy, just God, we're just like this criminal.
像这个犯人一样，是必死的，是没有办法自救的。
We're destined for destruction, and there's no way to us to save us.
我们的出路在哪里呢？
And what's our way out?
我们的出路在于像这个犯人一样，来到主的面前，完全投靠他。主必接纳我们。
And the only way out is like this criminal to come to Jesus and completely surrender and trust in Him, and He will receive us.
这是我们唯一的出路。
And that's our only way.
救恩的门向每一个谦卑寻求神的人是随时敞开的。
The way of salvation is open to those who humble themselves to seek God.
主的爱与恩典是丰盛无比的。
And God's grace and mercy is abundant.
主耶稣在极大的痛苦当中尚且应允这个犯人的祈求。
Even in his pain, he does not reject this criminal's plea.
他现在在父神的荣耀当中，岂不更要应允每一个向他呼求的人吗？
Wouldn't he accept our plea even more now that he's in our Heavenly Father's glory?
这不仅仅是我们得救的故事，这也是我们得救之后，我们每一天的生活当中应该有的事情。
Not only this is a story of our salvation, this happens in our life.
不管我们多么得罪神，不管我们多么远离他，只要我们像这个犯人一样，来到主的面前，投靠他，他必接纳我们，赦免我们。
It doesn't matter how much you sin, how much you strayed away from Jesus. As you humble yourself and turn back from your way and to Jesus, He will receive you.
所以弟兄姐妹朋友们，但愿我们每一个人，我们都听到耶稣对我们讲这句话。
Brothers and sisters, I pray that you'll hear the same words that Jesus said here.
我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。
Truly, I say to you,Today you'll be with me in paradise.
不仅仅是我们死后与主同在，我们今天就与主同在。
Not only when you die and you go to heaven, but today God is with you.
与主同在就是乐园。
Being the presence of God is where paradise is.
所以弟兄姐妹朋友们，如果你还远离主，主在呼唤你，回来吧，到他面前来。
Brothers and sisters, if you're far from God, God is calling you, come back.Come into His presence.
你要与他一同在乐园。
He's calling you into paradise.
Jesus' third word comes to us from John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27, as our Lord is hanging on the cross.
耶稣的第三句话是在约翰福音第十九章二十六到二十七节，是他被钉在十字架上时候所说的。
Verse 26, when Jesus saw his mother and the disciples whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Verse 27, then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour.The disciple took her to his own home.
约翰福音第十九章二十六、二十七节，耶稣看见母亲，又看见他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”然后他对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从那时起，那门徒就把他接到自己的家里去了。
The disciple whom he loved.Is referring to none other than the disciple John, the son of Zebedee. And of course, the woman is referring to Mary.
这里讲到耶稣所爱的门徒是讲到写约翰福音的约翰，门徒约翰。这里的妇人，母亲是耶稣他亲生的母亲，在地上的母亲。
At first glance, it might be something strange that our Lord is saying.
你如果只是很快看过去的时候，你可能发现这可能是一个很奇怪的话，耶稣在这里所说的。
But if we understand some cultural context, we will know that what he was doing was appropriate.
但当我们来看一些他们当时的一些文化背景的时候，你就会知道耶稣所说的是合宜的。
Jesus is establishing a new relationship between John and his mother.
耶稣在这里设立一个新的他母亲跟约翰之间的一个关系。
John is now taking the responsibility of son and Mary, mother.
约翰在这里要担当起一个作为儿子的一个责任来照顾玛利亚，玛利亚在这里成为一个母亲。
Biblical scholars have said that at this point,Joseph, the husband of Mary, has died of old age.
研究圣经的学者他们说，玛利亚的先生约翰在这里，约瑟在这里已经去世了。
And Jesus' brothers are nowhere to be found.
在这个时候，你看不到耶稣的其他的兄弟姐妹在这里。
Our Lord is taking care of His responsibility as oldest son.
耶稣作为最作为长子在这里要负起他做长子的责任。
As oldest son, it is his responsibility to make sure that his mother is taken care of.
长子一个责任, 就是要确定他的母亲得到照顾。
And that is why he appoints John, the disciple whom he loves and trusts, to ensure that his mother will be taken care of.
所以他在十字架上说, 他指定他所爱的门徒约翰, 来承担这一份责任。
So why do I mention that? I mention that because our Lord, as he is inching towards death, is fulfilling the fifth commandment of the laws and prophets, and that is to honor your father and mother.
为什么我在这里要来讲这个? 因为当耶稣他钉在十字架上接近他的死亡的时候, 他在这里他成立了十诫里面的第五条诫命,孝敬父母。
So that Jesus' mother would not be put to shame.
使得耶稣的母亲不会得到羞愧。
Even unto death, in the midst of great suffering, great pain, Jesus is fulfilling the greatest of the commandments, and that is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
在当他被钉在十字架上的时候，耶稣还是在达到父神的一个诫命，在马太福音这里，他说：“你要全心全性全意爱主你的神，这是最重要的第条诫命。第二条也和他相似，就是要爱人如己。”
And may our prayer be that in the midst of great suffering and persecution and great turmoil, that we don't think of ourselves, we don't think of what we're going through and focus on self, but rather, how can we love the Lord our God and honor Him, and how can we minister to others?
让我们来学习耶稣的样式，当他被钉在十字架上受苦的时候，他并不是专注在自己身上。同样，当我们在受苦的时候，学习耶稣，我们怎么样在受苦的同时，我们能够来顺服神，能够来荣耀神，能够来爱人爱神。
And as we reflect on Good Friday, that we might reflect our Lord and all that He did.
当我们来回想到受难日，想到耶稣的时候，让我们的生命里面反射出的是耶稣他自己。
Before I read these verses, I want you to think about what Jesus was feeling, what was happening at this time.
在我们读这个经文之前, 希望大家设想一下当时什么情景,耶稣在经历什么样的事情。
It says, about 3 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?
马太福音27章46节,就是大约在下午3点钟的时候,耶稣大声喊叫说,以利以利,拉玛撒巴格大尼,意思就是说,我的神,我的神,你为什么离弃我?
So Jesus has already been on the cross, suffering this physical pain. So why is he saying this and crying out loud now?
所以我们知道耶稣基督在十字架上已经 钉了几个小时, 那么为什么这个时候他突然用这么大的声音来喊叫, 来呼叫?
It's because during this extreme time of need that Jesus had, for the first time and for the only time in eternity, he experienced his father turning his back and rejecting him.
因为这是在耶稣他在整个的 痛苦过程中间,这是第一次,也是唯一的一次,在永恒里边, 他听到父神对他转身掩面不看他。
So one question that comes to mind right now is, what is this rejection? What is this separation between Jesus and the Heavenly Father?
所以第一个问题就是说, 什么是这样的一个分离? 就是耶稣基督为什么父神对他拒绝?
So the separation is not in his nature or his divinity.
就是这个分离呢，不是说 在本质上不是说神的本神性方面的分离。
He didn't stop being God. He didn't become less God.
他没有停止成为神，也没有成为一个小一点的神。
He didn't stop being God's son.
他也没有停止成为神的儿子。
So what was this separation?
所以这样的一个分离到底是什么？
The separation was the intimate, the close fellowship that he has always had with his father.
这个分离呢，就是说他跟父神非常亲密的、非常紧密的这样一个关系，这样一个 fellowship 断裂了，分开了。
When he said this, the father was rejecting Jesus. The father was abandoning Jesus. He was deserting Jesus.
当他这么说的时候，父神其实是拒绝耶稣，抛弃他，然后呢，远离他。
So the next question is, why did the father do this to his son?
那么第二个问题就是说，父神为什么要这样做？他为什么？要拒绝耶稣。
It's because Jesus became sin for us.
是因为耶稣为我们成为罪。
Listen to what these verses say about our sins.
下面一些经节可以提醒我们，我们的罪是怎样的。
Isaiah 53:5, He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him.
以赛亚书53章5节讲到说，但是他为我们的过犯被刑罚，因为为我们的罪过而压伤，因他的刑罚我们得平安，因他的鞭伤我们得医治。
2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
哥林多后书5:20，神使无罪的为我们成为罪。
1 Peter 2:24, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree.
彼得前书2:24，他为我们的罪被挂在木头上。
Since Jesus became sin, and we know the Father is holy without sin, he can't even look upon sin or be in the presence of sin.
因为我们知道，父神是圣洁的。既然耶稣基督为我们成为罪，那么父神呢，他就没法看见这个罪，甚至没有办法跟罪在一起。
I mean, Habakkuk 1:13 says, "Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing."
哈巴谷书1:13讲到，你的眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶。
So the father had to turn his back and abandon and desert Jesus.
所以父神不得不转身，掩面不看，抛弃，远离耶稣。
This is also the full impact of God's wrath poured out onto Jesus for sin.
这也是父神把他的愤怒倾倒了耶稣之后带来的结果。
So, if Jesus died as a martyr, or if he died as an innocent man that was wrongly accused, the Father can still be with him and still look favorably on him.
所以就是假如说耶稣基督是作为一个殉道者，或者他是作为一个无辜的人被错误的定罪，那么父神还可以充满慈爱，充满怜悯的来看他。
But it's because he was the substitute sacrifice for sin that the father had to forsake him.
但是因为他成为一个赎罪祭，成为罪的代替的牺牲，所以呢，公义的父神就不得不抛弃他。
So I end with this. If the heavenly father has to reject Jesus when he became sin for us, he also has to reject every human being because we're born with sin.
所以我结束就是用这样一句话，如果天父不得不拒绝耶稣，因为他为我们成为罪，那么他同样会拒绝我们中的每一个人，因为我们都生来都是带有罪的。
So the only way to not be rejected by the Father is to have our sins removed.
所以唯一能够让父神接纳，不被父神拒绝的办法，就是我们的罪必须被完全的去除。
And that comes only by receiving Christ's work, his payment on the cross through faith.
只有通过信心接受耶稣基督在实际上为我们成就的，为我们付上的赎价，这才能够实现，这是唯一的办法。
Jesus was left alone to suffer for the crimes which he wasn't guilty of.
耶稣基督独自一人承担了罪的刑罚，这个罪他并没有犯。
When he needed comfort from the Father, when he needed deliverance, he received none.
当他需要安慰、需要救赎的、需要拯救的时候，从父神那他没有得到其中任何一样。
And that caused Jesus to cry out loud.My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这就使得耶稣基督大声的呼喊，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
Jesus was forsaken so that Jesus would never leave me.
耶稣被离弃，所以他这样他永远不会离弃我。
He promises to be in us and that he will be living water flowing out of us to touch the people around us and to bring joy and comfort and healing and hope.
他应许他会住在我们里边，而且让我们里边有活水的江和涌流，这样可以给我们周围人带来祝福，带来医治，带来安慰。
Are you thirsty for more of that?
你有没有这样的饥渴，希望有更多这样的事情？
Are you thirsty for more of God in your life?
你是不是渴慕饥渴，希望有更多的神在你有里面可以有更多的跟神亲近？
Are you thirsty to see God's plans accomplished?
你是不是很饥渴，希望看到神的旨意成就？
Are you thirsty to have him made glorious in our church?
你是不是渴慕看到他在我们教会里面被荣耀？
After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips.
约翰福音十九章二十八节，这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里，他们就拿海蓉沾满了醋绑在牛膝草上送到他口，耶稣尝了那醋就说成了。
Jesus has been on the cross many hours at this point.
在这个时间耶稣已经在十字架上已经好几个小时了。
He knows he's only moments from death.
他知道他马上就要死亡。
He's very weak.
他非常虚弱。
But he also knows that his work is almost complete.
但是他同时也知道他的工作快要成就了。
The work of redemption is done.
他的救赎的工作已经马上要成就了。
Death is vanquished, Satan is defeated.
死亡已经被马上就要消失，撒旦已经马上就要被击败。
The doors of heaven are opened.
通往天堂的门已经打开了。
The victory will be won.
马上就会赢得胜利。
He's ready to announce it.
他马上就准备宣告这一点。
He wants to cry out his victory.
他想大声呼叫他的宣告他的胜利。
But at the same time, his throat is very dry.
但是同时呢，他的喉咙非常的干渴。
And he says, "I thirst."
他就说我渴了。
And he also does this to fulfill scripture.
他这么做同时也是为了让经上的话应验。
In Psalm 69, David wrote.
在诗篇六十九，大卫写道。
They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst.
他们把苦胆放到我的食物里，当我渴的时候，他们给我醋喝。
The soldier there, out of great respect for Jesus, took his own sponge and vinegar wine and gave it to Jesus.
那一个兵丁是对耶稣比较尊敬，他就拿了一个海蓉蘸了醋，然后递到耶稣的嘴边。
And so the words of Scripture were fulfilled.
这样的经上的话就。应验了，成就了。
Here we see Jesus' humanity and we see his obedience.
这里我们看到耶稣的人性和他的顺服。
He made his Father's will of supreme importance.
他把父神的旨意看作最为重要的事情。
He was not going to turn from death and evil.
在邪恶和死亡面前，他毫不畏惧，没有。
He endured the pain.
他忍受了痛苦。
And he knew.In only a minute, he would be standing beside his father, approved.
他知道再过几分钟，他就要站到父神面前，已经会被父神悦纳。
Sit at the father's right hand.
他会坐在父神的右边。
In obedience, he had lived. In obedience, he finished his work.
他一生活着的时候是顺服，在最后他也通过顺服来完成自己的计划。
Jesus had said, "It's the Father living in me who is doing His work."
耶稣说，父神在我里边，是在我里边的父神做他的工作。
The way that Jesus lived, He's calling us to live.
耶稣基督这样生活，他也呼召我们也要这样生活。
He's calling us to the same obedience and faith.
他要求我们也有同样的信心和顺服。
The same Father that lived in it and spoke through and worked through Jesus is the Spirit of Christ who is in us and living through us to do His work.
住在耶稣基督的里边的父神也通过圣灵的方式住在我们里边，通过我们来讲话，通过我们来成就父神在我们里边的工作。
We are called to be the children of God.
我们蒙召成为神的儿女。
To please our Father.
来讨神的喜悦。
In obedience.
来顺服。
To speak His word and do His work.
来传讲他的话语，来做他的工作。
To bring glory to Him in the church.
在教会里面来荣耀我们的天父。
We too have words written for us.
圣经上也有话是指着我们写的。
Jesus was fulfilling the words written about him.
耶稣基督成就了旧约上面所写的关于他的一切的话。
We are also called to fulfill the words written about us.
神也呼召我们来成就圣经上指着我们所指任务。
So I say, brothers and sisters, let us thirst for God and fulfill the words that God has written for us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我请求大家，我们要对神一颗饥渴的心，来饥渴，来对完成神的旨意，这样也有一个饥渴的渴望的心。
主耶稣在十字架上说的第六句话成了。
The six words that Jesus said on the cross, it is finished.
当他说这句话的时候，是他最痛苦的时候。
It is at a time where he is experiencing the most pain.
但是也是他最得胜、最荣耀的时候。
But it's also a time where he is victorious and glorious.
主耶稣他道成肉身来到世上的唯一的目的就是十字架。
The word became flesh that Jesus came into this world with one purpose is to be crucified.
他来有一个使命，就是要成就父神的旨意。
He has one mission to come accomplish what the Father's will.
他有一个目标，就是哥哥他的十字架。
He has one destiny, the cross on Calvary.
他要完成一个计划，就是让人可以重新回到神的面前，与神和好。
He has one plan to restore man to God.
他知道他要走的道路是十字架的道路。
He knows this path that his journey is taking is the journey to the cross.
他知道他要承受的是痛苦和羞辱。
He knows he's bearing shame, humiliation, and pain.
他要用自己的血和身体成为挽回祭，代替世人。
And he's offering his own body and his blood as a sacrifice to redeem us.
他要舍命做多人的赎价。
And he laid down his life for many.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
To those who believe in him will have everlasting life.
当主耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候，
When he says it is finished,
他完成了父所交付他的使命。
He finished the mission that the Father has given to him.
他被钉在十字架上，付清了世人所有罪的代价。
He finished paying all the wages of sin on the cross.
他满足了神律法公义的要求。
He accomplished and fulfills all the demands of the law.
完成了神的救赎大工。
And completes the work of the salvation.
成了，罪和死亡不能再拘禁我们。
It is finished. Sin and death no longer have a hold of us.
主耶稣已经为我们断开了一切的锁链。
Jesus has defeated sin and death and defeated Satan's hold on us.
成了撒旦不能再控告我们。
It is finished. Satan no longer can accuse us.
主耶稣已经为我们付上了所有的代价。
Jesus has paid for it all.
成了，人和神之间的墙垣已经被拆毁。
It is finished.The wall between us and God has been destroyed.
主耶稣为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
Jesus has opened up a new and living way.
借着他，我们可以重新回到上帝的面前。
Through him, we can come before God again.
成为上帝的儿女，上帝的子民。
To be called his children, his people.
主耶稣就是那唯一的道路。
Jesus is the only way.
唯一的门。
The only door.
主义的身体，主耶稣的身体就是那幔子。
His body is like the curtain that was torn in half.
我们从这幔子经过，可以进入永生神的家，进入神永恒的国度。
As we cross through this current, we cross into His presence and into eternity.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们在这里纪念主耶稣在十字架上为我们死。
So as we remember His death on the cross,
我们也要来思想神向着我们的爱。
As we reflect on God's love for us,
思想神奇妙的救赎计划。
Reflect on His glorious salvation for us.
我们得着的救恩是白白的。
Our salvation we receive freely.
我们没有付出任何的代价和努力。
There's nothing that we have done to deserve it.
但救恩不是廉价，不是没有代价的。
But salvation is not cheap.
上帝的儿子来到地上，被鞭打，被钉在十字架上。
The Son of God was scorned and crucified and whipped and was died for us.
他流血舍命，背负了世人所有的罪。
He bled for our sin and bore our iniquities.
他是我们的救主。
He's our Savior.
我们要信靠他。
And we need to trust Him.
我们要感谢他。
And give thanks to Him.
赞美他。
Worship Him.
也归荣耀给他。
And give glory to Him.
弟兄姐妹，请听神的话。
Brothers and sisters, hear the word of God.
路加福音23:44-46
那时
夜有五阵，遍地都黑暗了，直到伸出日头变黑了，店里的麦子从当中裂为两半。耶稣大声喊着说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。”说了这话，气就断了。
It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed.And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last.
希伯来书第十章19-20弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从麦子经过，这麦子就是他的身体。
In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19-20 says, Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He opened for us through the curtain, that is through His flesh.
希伯来书第四章十六节，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜惜蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
弟兄姐妹，神的旨意是要我们靠着耶稣基督的宝血坦然无惧地来到他施恩宝座前。
Brothers and sisters, God's will is for us to come into His throne of grace through Jesus' blood.
那么在我们日常生活中是不是有什么东西拦阻了我们来到神的面前呢？
And are there things that's preventing you from coming to His throne?
也许是一些难处、困难、病痛、灰心、失望。
Maybe there's some troubles, some pain, disappointment, discouragement in your life.
也许是我们的罪、我们的软弱、我们的亏欠，让我们羞于见神，让我们不好意思，或者说不敢来到神的面前呢？
Maybe there's some sin and shame and weakness and guilt that prevent you from seeing God's face.
那我们现在就靠着耶稣基督的宝血来到神的面前。
But now is a time that we can come to Him through the blood of Jesus.
我们敞开我们的心，我们对主说：“主，我要来亲近你。”我要来敬拜你，我要来感谢你。
As we open our hearts and say, God, I want to come to you, I want to worship you, I want to thank you.
我要把我的一生交在你的手中，求你做我生命的主宰。
I want to give you my life to you, may you be Lord over my life.
主耶稣说，父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你的手里。
Jesus says, Father, I commit my spirit into your hands.
我们在日常的生活中，我们摸着自己的心，问问自己。
In your lives, ask yourself the questions.
我的今天，我的明天，我的健康，我的一切，我是把它交在谁的手中了呢？
Who have I committed my today, my tomorrow, my health, my life to?
是把它交在世界的手中了吗？
Am I committing into this world?
是握在我自己的手中吗？
Or committing into my own hands?
还是把它交在慈爱天父的手中呢?
Or like Jesus committing your life to the Father.
我的工作,我的前途,我是把它交在谁的手中了呢?
Your career, your future, who have you committed those to?
是把它交在老板的手中了吗? 交在公司的手中了吗? 交在世界的手中了吗?
Is it to your employers, your company, or to this world?
还是把它交在这位慈爱全能的神的手中呢?
Or have you committed those to the loving Father?
我们的儿女, 我们儿女的前途, 我们儿女的一生, 我们是把他们交在谁的手中了呢?
Our sons and daughters, their future, who have we entrusted those to?
是把他们交在世界的手中, 社会的手中, 现代思潮的手中, 现代价值观的手中了吗?
Are we just committing them to this society, this world that we live in right now?
还是把他们交在这位掌管天地, 爱他们到底的天父上帝的手中呢?
Or are we committing them to this Heavenly Father who loves them, who holds them together, and who rules this world?
是不是把我们的儿女都带到教会来, 带领他们敬拜神, 亲近神, 跟神建立一个坚固的关系, 让他们信靠神, 到老都不偏离呢?
Do we bring them with us to worship, to follow Jesus all the days of their life?
有一首诗歌, 王牧师是师母很喜欢的一首歌,
There's a song that pastor's wife loved.
我们礼拜五在Rock Terrace查经的时候，师母常常点这首诗歌。
And every time we have Bible study on Friday, we would sing this song.
其中的一段我念给大家听。
And there it is, I want to read to you a part from that song.
你是我神，是我的主宰，你是我神，我愿做你子民，不知缺乏，不知羞愧，一生岁月全交给你。 引领我走永生的路,我的牧人,我跟随你。
You are my God and my Lord. You are my God and we are your people. In you there is no lack and shame. In you I give you all my days. Lead me on this journey to eternal life. I will follow you, my dear shepherd.
其中有几句,我说一句,请大家跟一起,好吗?
Can you just follow me as I read along?
一生岁月,全交给你。 引领我走永生的路, 我的牧人, 我跟随你。 Amen.
Thank you, Sibang.
We thank the choir and then the brothers is sharing. And, you know, as you all realize that one day our lives will end.
那我常常想到这个问题啊, 当我生命进入终点的时候, 我应该讲什么样的话呢?
And I always think about this question, when my life reaches to the end, what would I say?
耶稣讲了七句话, 我能讲七句话吗?
Jesus said 7 different words, what words would I have?
我们在离开世界之前, 我们能赦免那些干犯我们的人吗?
Before you leave this world, would you forgive those who have offended you?
我知道很多人的心当中有刀, 有人伤过你, 一旦临终的时候你能赦免他们?
Yeah, I know a lot of you probably scarred by other people, and would you be able to forgive those who have offended you?
那我也知道, 当我们临终的时候, 我能说, 父啊, 我把我的灵魂交在你的手中。
Or you're lying on your deathbed, would you say, Father, I commit my spirit to you?
问题是, 父要不要你的灵魂呢?
The question is, would the Father receive your spirit?
这个灵魂没有被主血所洗净的灵魂, 天父是不要的。
A spirit that has not been cleansed by His blood would not be acceptable by God.
当我临终的时候, 我能像主那样说, 成了。
Would you be able to say, it is finished?
这个有没有你知道, 成了, 什么成了?
Do you know what's finished?
你一生的梦想成了吗?
Is it the dream of your life?
你的梦想带不走的。
You can't bring your dreams with you.
如果你的一生能说主啊，你照我的目的成了，那你真的可以说成了。
If you can say with assurance that you have fulfilled the purpose that God has created you for, then you can say it is finished.
那个时间没有了，我来有几段经文，我简单跟大家讲一讲。We're
running out of time, but I want to show you some of these passages real quick.
可以吗？
一边。
我花了两个小时做这个 PPT，你居然
Pastor once said I spent 2 hours making that PowerPoint. So you better show it.
每个人生命有个终点，也有个起点，也有个终点。
There's a beginning and the end to your life.
每个人墓碑上面只有两个日期。
And on your tombstone, there's going to only have two dates.
一个是出生的日期，一个是死亡的日期。
One is the day that you're born, and one is the day you passed away.
生命就是两个日期之间。And
your life is sandwiched between those two dates.
耶稣一个出生的日期，一个死亡的日期。Jesus,
the day he was born, and the day he died.
但是他的生不只是他生命开始那一天。But
his life doesn't just begin on the day he was born in this world.
他的死也不是他生命结束的那一天。And
the day he died is not the end of his life.
他从永恒进入这个世界。He
entered into this world through eternity.
死亡是他生命的一个站，重要的一站。
Death is only a milestone in his life.
请大家跟我一起读这个经文，好，我们快一点。
You can read this with us together.
耶稣知道父将万有交在他的手中，前知道自己是从神出来的，又要回到神那儿去。只有他从神而来，只有他从永恒而来。他告诉你，上帝像什么，永恒像什么。只有他能这么做。Only
Jesus came from the Father from eternity. Only He can tell you what the Father was like and what the purpose of the Father.
在生命最后的时刻，他告诉门徒们。At
the end of His life, He said this.
他对门徒说。 我去，还要到你们这里来。He
said, "I'm going away, and I'm coming back to you."
所以他的坟墓不是他生命的结束。So
his tombstone is not the end of his life.
他来自永恒，要进入永恒。He
comes from the eternity, but he returns back to eternity.
他来自荣耀，带领我们进入荣耀。He
comes from a glorious place to lead us into a glorious place.
所以他在克西马逊祷告的时候，他讲这样的说：“请弟兄姐妹一起跟我读好吗？”
And let's read this together. This is his prayer.
父啊,
now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began.
2000多年前不是耶稣才存在的。
Jesus didn't just exist 2,000 years ago.
他在永恒当中他就存在的。He
existed in eternity.
他为了一个目的来到这个世界。He
came with one purpose.
他帮我们带进荣耀当中。
To bring us into his glory.
在座的每个人都知道我们生命要结束的。
All of you sitting here knows that your life will come to an end one day.
从生的日期到死的日期之间, 充满了苦难, 充满了挣扎,
From the day you're born to the day you die, it's filled with agony and suffering and hardship.
很少有人说我的一生是glorious.
It's hard to say that your life is glorious.
但是耶稣基督来到这个世界,
But Jesus came into this world.
他从荣耀来到这个世界,
He came in His glory.
他也进入荣耀当中,
and he returned into his glory.
所以他在圣经里面有这样一段话,
so he said this in the Bible.
请弟兄跟我一起读。
Let's read it together.
父啊,
Father,
我在哪里, 愿你所赐给我的人,
to be with 也同我在哪里, where I am,
叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀, 因为创立世界以先,
because you loved me before the creation of the
world. 这是耶稣为什么来到这个世界,
That's why Jesus came.
他带我们这些没有荣耀的人, 进入荣耀。
To bring us who are without glory into glory.
就在十字架上成就一切的时候，他说成了。So
when he accomplished all this, he says it is finished.
他承受这个羞辱、涂骂、杀害，是要成就对我们的救赎。The
pain, the humiliation, the crucifixion is to finish and bring us into his glory.
让我们这彼此的一生能得到永生，让这没有荣耀的一生能进入永荣耀。
So our life that's heading to destruction will enter into eternity. Our life that's without glory will have glory.
我爸爸弟兄姐妹跟我记住这一句话，我们一起来读。Let's
read this together.
耶稣被交给人，赐给我们过犯；复活，是为叫我们称义。我刚才说了。Just
like I said earlier.
把灵魂交给天父，天父要吗？If
you commit your spirit to God, would He accept it?
没有耶稣的血洗净我们的灵魂。
Without his cleansing blood, God would not receive your spirit. So when Jesus crucified, he was crucified to justify us.
我刚才又说了,
his death was not the end of his life.
他复活了。He
was resurrected.
因为他复活了,
because he lives, so we can enter into his glory.
他不但复活,
and he is coming back.
在圣经的最后一节是这样说的。
The last verse in the Bible says this.
真名之事的是耶稣。耶稣说是的,我必快来。阿们。 是我们众人的回应。主耶稣啊，我愿意你来。我们一起来读这个经文。
Let's read this together.
证明这是的说是了，我必快来。
Yes, I am.
阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。弟兄姐妹，主耶稣来的时候，你可以站在他的面前吗？
If Jesus comes today, would you be able to stay in front of him?
如果主耶稣今天晚上来，也可以站在他的面前吗
？If he comes tonight, would you be able to stand in front of him?
主耶稣已经复活了。
He is risen.
他来了。
He came.
他死了。
He died.
他复活了。
And he is risen.
他还要再来。
And he's coming back.
这是我们今天为什么聚集在他的面前
？That's why we gather here today.
他为我们死，所以我们生。
He died for us so we can live.
他再来，我们可以跟他一起进入荣耀。
And he's coming back to bring us into his glory.
我请弟兄姐妹一起起立。
Please stand.
我们最后一首赞美诗，我们就结束好吗
？Last song, and then we'll end. We'll sing one last song, and we'll end.
我们 sing this in Chinese first and English, so we sing twice.
我们是唱两段的，一段。
没有什么段，只有一。
好，记得很好，
很短的歌。
好
，It's a short song, so we let's sing together. 你为我成就的事情，我何等不配，但你却用爱向我显明。虽然有千万天使歌颂，仍难得到我的感恩。我竟愿意将一切所有的完全都归于你，荣耀归于真神，荣耀归于真神，荣耀。
Let's pray. 我们祷告。我们的主，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
感谢你的十字架。
We thank you for your cross.
感谢你为我们承受羞辱。
We thank you, you bear the shame for us.
感谢你为我们承受鞭打和杀害。
You scorn and you crucify for us.
你来到这个世界，是为我。为我们死在十字架上。
You came into this world to die for us on the cross.
你为我们成为咒诅。
You became curse for all.
要除去我们身上的咒诅。
To cleanse the curse from us.
你为我们成为罪。
You became sin.
要除去我们身上的罪。
To remove our sin.
您来到这个世界，除去魔鬼对我们的辖制。
And you got rid of Satan's hold on us.
你要成为我们的主。
You are our Lord.
谢谢你来到这个世界。
Father, we thank you for coming into this world.
让我们可以回到父那儿去。
So that we may return to our Father.
让我们可以不受罪恶的辖制。
And we're no longer living in bondage.
不受撒旦的辖制。
We're no longer living in Satan's bondage.
不再受死亡的辖制。
And we're no longer slave to death.
主，我们谢谢你来。
Father, we thank you for you came.
谢谢你为我们死。
And you came to die for us.
谢谢你为我们复活。
You came and you live.
主啊，我们等候你的再来。
Father, we look for your return.
祝福这儿的每一个属于你的子民。
We pray that you bless all of us who belong to you.
开启那些愿意向你敞开心门的朋友们。
And open those who are willing to seek you.
让每个人都尝到你的救恩的喜乐。
So that they will all taste the sweetness of your.
让我们活在这苦难的世界当中，带着荣耀的盼望。
As we live in this world, that we have this glorious hope.
主啊，我们愿意对你说，愿你快来。
And we were willing to say, "Come, Lord Jesus, come."
我们将祷告继续奉恩主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，请坐，然后帮助收拾。明天早上8点钟在教会办公室有祷告。今时祷告聚会，明天早上8点的办公室哈。Tomorrow morning,
there's a fast.